Hey everyone, welcome to the Stories of Language Learners. I'm your host, Charles. If you are a long-time listener, you probably already know our guest. So, today's guest is Daniel. He's the host of my Fluent podcast. Daniel invited me to make a new collab, and we will probably do more collabs, so stay tuned for that. And the episode today, it's gonna be a little bit different. I'm not interviewing Daniel. He also isn't interviewing me. We chose a topic and we both discussed about it. So I hope you guys like this new format. Please send me a message on social media and let me know. Also, if you have a specific topic that you would like for me to do an episode, let me know. I would love to hear from you. And if you want to hear Daniel's English learning journey, you can go back to season 3, episode number 5. If you want to hear my participation on Daniel's podcast, you can search for the episode 82. If you guys haven't listened to the My Fluent podcast yet, I highly recommend it. Daniel also interviews language learners from around the globe, and his podcast, it is an amazing resource for English learners. You can find a link of his podcast in the show notes. Now, let's get in today's episode. Here are some of the things we talk about. Learning English through social media, defining a goal, what social media platforms should I choose, the benefits of practicing and being consistent on our language learning journey, what should I know before I start using social media, strategies to use social media, and the importance of challenging ourselves to level up or English. I had such an amazing time talking with Daniel, and I'm really sure that you guys are gonna love this episode. Learning a new language changed my life, and I'm sure that it can change yours too. One of my main goals with this podcast is to share amazing and inspiring stories from other learners, so we all can stay motivated and get inspired over and over again. I hear on a daily basis how much you guys love and appreciate the show. So now you can support the work I've been doing with this podcast by becoming a member on Patreon. All the financial support there will go to the podcast and our community. Also, by becoming a member on Patreon, you'll get extra content. The link to join us on Patreon is in the show notes. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your support.
Today's topic is learning English through social media. And this is really great, Charles, because actually we met each other through social media, and we get to know each other through Twitter, I think. This is so amazing.
Yes, isn't that crazy? Like, we can actually meet people from other cultures and also other learners who also are using social media, and we can connect and we can create like a friendship. We have known each other, I think, since 2020, if I'm not mistaken, but it's so cool that we were able to connect on Twitter, and now we are here recording another episode for the podcast. Actually, you were interviewed by me on my podcast, Stories of Language Learners, and then you invited me to be on your podcast, and I was there again. And yes, with the help of social media, we are able to connect, and now we are here talking about social media to improve English and learn English.
Yeah, exactly. And today we wanna cover 4 topics so that you can get the most out of social media, and so that you can learn even better English, or actually any language. It doesn't matter which language, because it applies to every language. that you are learning. So the first point will be defining a goal. This is really important. The second point will be what social media to choose, because there are a lot of different ways to choose. And the third point will be what should I know before start using social media. And last but not least, we will talk about strategies to use social media. So let's just start out.
Yes, we were talking about it before recording, right? Like the idea of having a goal. It's so important to have a goal to achieve anything, right? Because especially learning a new language, it's so hard and it takes a lot of time. And sometimes you are not motivated to learn or to keep learning because it's really difficult. But when you have a goal in mind, you will stay motivated through the hard times. Right, so it's really important to, the first thing before learning any skill, try to find your goal. What is your goal with learning and improving your English? It is to, for example, to get a job, to travel, or maybe to connect with people from other cultures, right? What do you think, Daniel? Did you have like a goal when you first started learning English?
Actually, not at all. And this makes it really difficult, because if you don't have a specific goal, then it can become difficult, because English has half a million vocabulary words, and you can really fall down the rabbit hole because it is huge, right? But for me, it is important to make a distinction between a long-term goal, but also like a short-term goal when you are using social media. Why I am saying that is, for me, short-term goals are really important, because sometimes when I go to social media, then for example, I watch a YouTube video, and then if I don't have a goal in mind, I watch one video, then the next video, and then I have even forgotten about the first video what I have watched. So for me, we have to have two separate goals. As I said, a long-term goal and a short-term goal.
Yes, I think this is great, because I feel like as adults, we want to achieve things faster, right? And learning English, I think the end goal it is to become fluent, right? But become fluent, it takes a lot of time and effort. So having small goals, I think it's really important, as you mentioned. Like, I don't know, maybe this month I'm gonna improve my vocabulary, and next month I'm just gonna work on my writing skills or something like that. So breaking your goal into small pieces and work towards that goal to achieve little by little, I think it's a great way to achieve the end goal.
Yeah, absolutely. So what was your goal in the beginning when you first started out with English? Was it, as you mentioned, to become fluent in English?
Oh no, my first goal was to get a job using English. That was the goal that I had in mind. I thought to myself, okay, I'm gonna start learning English and I'm gonna get a job where I can use English. Because when I was at school, I loved English. And I remember that I would rather have English classes than Portuguese classes. Mm-hmm. I hated Portuguese. I don't know why. Okay. But I really loved English. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm gonna start learning English and maybe I will get a job where I can use English. So I started learning English back in 2015. And I got a job where I could use English like last year. It took me a long time, but I achieved that initial goal. And during the process, I found other goals to achieve. And I realized that, okay, learning English, it's not gonna get me a better job. It's gonna open so many doors and simple things. I don't know, I'm curious about you, but some of the simple things that I found while learning English is that, okay, the fact that I can connect with people from other cultures is so fascinating. And sometimes I don't have to travel. I can meet people using social media and start conversations with them online using English, and also watch a movie listening to a song in English and be able to understand that. For me, the simple things are incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said right before. And now on second thought, I remember that when I was starting out learning English, my very first goal was to pass the exams, and that's it, because back in school when I was 17, the goal goal was really to pass the exam and nothing more. So it was really focused on grammar and vocabulary, and we didn't speak at all, and it didn't matter that much. Actually, it came many years after that my goal shifted to become more fluent. And as you said, it is so beautiful to get in touch, to get connected with other people and other cultures. But that came only a few years ago in my case, because I am an introvert, and in the beginning I enjoyed to just consume passively English materials like book and series and movies, and I didn't need to speak with other people, right? But nowadays my mind changed a lot. And now I want to get in touch with other cultures, which is amazing. Yeah.
Yes, I can relate to that, because I avoided for so long to have conversation with people because I had so many insecurities. But once I realized, okay, nothing bad is gonna happen if I have a conversation with a stranger. And I enjoyed so much that experience. And nowadays I keep saying that I truly believe that everyone should learn a new language, because surely it's life changing. Especially English, right? Okay, yeah. So I think we could move on to the next thing, which is what social media platform to choose. Do you have like a specific social media platform that you use nowadays to keep improving your English and learning more English?
Yeah, I have a lot of different apps or websites, and sometimes it's difficult to make the distinction what is social media and what not. Sometimes it is not that clear, right? But the first social media that comes to mind is YouTube, because I am using it more often these days. And maybe some people would say YouTube is not social media, because in the first place it's just watching videos, right? But to me it is social media, because you have the possibility to write comments, and I really try to make the best out of a video when I watch it in English, and I try to comment. And another example is Discord. Do you know Discord, Charles?
Yes, actually I put on my notes here Discord, because it's really an amazing platform.
Yeah, because you can build like a community. There are many different servers on Discord, and then you have the ability to speak to each other. You can turn on the webcam. You can share your computer screen. And yeah, it is really huge. And these are only two things. Maybe you can tell something about your experience.
Yes, Discord is amazing, and especially like for communities, right? Because I feel like a lot of communities are creating Discord servers, because it's a really easy way to connect. So for example, if you have a favorite YouTuber that you really love, you can check if they have a Discord server. So one of my favorite YouTube channels is called Yes Theory, and they have a Discord server that you can connect with people in there. And inside of the server, they have a lot of different spaces where you can join to discuss different topics, and with just the click of a button, like, you can enter in the space and you can start having conversations with people through audio. And nowadays I think they updated, so you can also have video calls with people there, and also you can, as Daniel mentioned, you can share your screen. So I often see like a lot of people having like movie nights or something like that, where someone put a movie and then people start watching the movie and talking in the chat during the movie. It's a really nice way to connect with people.
And did you do that once? Have you done?
I've seen like a lot of people connecting and watching movies, but I don't know. I'm an introvert as well. I prefer watching movie alone.
I am in a movie club, and the movie club takes place in a Discord channel. So what we do is we watch the movie by ourselves, and then after 2 weeks we come together on the Discord channel and we discuss the movie for 1 hour. And we don't even use the webcam. We talk together. We are about 4 to 5 people, and yeah, we discuss it in English so that we can express ourselves better and enjoy the time, because we all obviously love watching movies, and then it's like it's even better than to discuss the movie movie with the group, which is amazing. I really love that.
Me too. Wow, that sounds amazing. I want to be part of this group.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes I really want to like share with people the movie that I saw like 1 week ago, and I really struggle. But I feel like if I keep trying to express and tell what I saw, like being in a group like this, I think it's gonna be really helpful, not just to improve communication in general, but also how to tell what you saw, right? Like a movie.
Exactly. And the good thing is that we pick always another type of movie. So it's not that we are watching only one crime movie and then we look another crime movie. No, it's every time something completely different. And also you have really time to watch it. 2 weeks is enough, and then we can discuss it.
So I have two more social media platforms that I would like to recommend. The next one is Instagram. I really love Instagram because I improved my English so much by using Instagram. My first contact with Instagram was back in 2019 when I participated in the Fluency Breakthrough Challenge, which is a challenge created by Stephanie, the English coach. And I had to create this Instagram account to work on my English and to connect with other learners. So it was truly an amazing experience, and I highly recommend using Instagram. And also the last one is Facebook groups. Facebook groups are awesome. I learned the power of Facebook groups when I did a course called Connect and Communicate. So in that course, I learned the power of social media. If you have like a desire to, I don't know, an example, start a podcast, you can find a lot of Facebook groups where people get together to talk about podcasting, and you can connect with people there. You can ask for help. You can help other people. This is an amazing platform to connect with people who are following your same passion or the same interest as you. Facebook groups are awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you, Charles. And I am also part of several groups. For example, the chat box, and the goal is really, yeah, to chat together. And these are all cool people, and they post their videos, but they also have like events which you can participate, and also people upload like videos, like there is a game off the cuff in which you need to pick a topic and then you have to talk about it without preparation. And there are many different type of games or posts, and it's really a lovely bunch of people communicating together, which is amazing. But of course you need to take action, because sometimes the danger lies in being part of a group and then being passively and don't share anything. And for me it's important to, when you watch something, yeah, that you comment something, and that you be mindful, that you try to do something or to help others and so on. This is really important.
Yes, I love that, because as you mentioned, like participating in activities and having other people that you can count on is amazing. And something that I always say is that you don't have to be alone when learning a new language or any skill. You can find communities and people to help you, and so you can help each other.
I have a question for you, Charles. You mentioned Instagram and having these conversations. So are these conversations live? I mean, or are there just one-on-one, or can you decide if it goes live or not? I don't understand it.
Yes, Instagram have different features. You can go live with people and invite them to join your live. But my experience with Instagram and connect with other people was calling them, because you can also call people while chatting with them on Instagram, and you can make video calls on Instagram, private video calls. So it's just you and the person. Okay. And also you can do group calls on Instagram as well.
But have you participated on a live call or not?
Yes, a few times I did some lives on Instagram, but to be honest, this is not something that I love, because I don't know, it's a lot of pressure to go live, being watched by other people. people, and I'm so shy. I'm not a big fan of cameras. I don't know why, but I don't like to be on camera. But if you are really serious about taking an English to the next level and interacting with your audience, Instagram is a powerful platform that you can go live and speak in English and connect with your audience, invite them to join your life.
Absolutely.
Maybe just go live and speak with your audience. But it takes a lot of courage to do that. Have you ever thought about it, Daniel? Start doing lives on Instagram?
Well, I have thought about it, but not on Instagram, rather on Facebook, like in a closed group, which I know. This is less stressful for me when I know, okay, there are people who I know. And on Instagram, maybe, I don't know, there are people watching that I don't know. But actually, I was interviewed once on a live Instagram call by a podcaster. Wow. And I was very nervous. But yes. I think it helps you to grow and to become more relaxed.
Yes, this is the thing, because I remember when I first started speaking English, I was terrified. And then when I first started having conversations with strangers, I was terrified. Doing group calls, I was terrified, but I got used to it. I think the key here is practicing, right? Once you start doing the same thing over and over again, you get used to that and you become more confident. Also, like recording podcasts, right? I don't know how many people are going to understand that, but it's really tough knowing that you are being recorded and that people are going to listen to you. So we ended up getting used to that. So yes, it all comes into putting into practice what you are learning, so you will get used to it and you will improve in the process.
Yeah, I love that, and I absolutely agree with you. And in my case, I can really say that I am less nervous than in the beginning when I was starting out with my podcast. So to everyone who is listening, just forget about your shyness or about being nervous and just speak up.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Awesome. Maybe we should go to the next one, which is, what should I know before I start using social media to learn English?
Yeah, this is a hard one for me, because I am really bad in this, I guess.
Okay, so let's learn together, because I took some notes here, so I have a few things to share that maybe are going to be helpful to the listeners. So the first one is, add some information about you in your bio. So I think this is an amazing way to connect with people, when you can visit a profile and you can see that people like something that you like. For example, if you love sports, travel, or if you are a religious person, or if you love music, you can put in your profile so people can read. I know it's easier to have like a blank profile, but having some information about you is gonna help you to connect with other people faster on social media. So it's really important, adding some information. So I know that a lot of people, like, they worry about their privacy, and I totally get that. You don't have to like put something that you don't want there, but adding a few things about you in your bio, it's gonna help you to connect with people faster, right?
Isn't that
amazing? Like when you you visit someone's profile and you see like they love dogs and you also love dogs. So this would be like something that you have in common to connect with that people, or to leave a nice comment and to initiate a conversation with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I just was gonna say that I think that people are scared when they don't know the other person. The chances are really bad for you that they get in touch with you, because it's just normal that people want to be connected with people who are maybe like-minded and share similar interests. So that's why it is really important. And I know in my case, I need to work on that. And also to put a good picture of yourself and not a picture of your dog. Maybe you get attracted, or this gets attracted to dog lovers, but I think in general it's better to put your face on the profile.
Yes, exactly. I totally agree. And this is one of the things that I also put here to mention, like adding a picture. I think it's really important, because it's a really nice way to connect with other people when they can see your face. And I know, and I say this by experience because, as I mentioned, like, I'm not a big fan of cameras. I don't like to take pictures. I don't have too many pictures of myself on my phone or anywhere else. But I knew that this was something important for me to put my face out there so people would connect with me easier. Because I remember when I first started with the podcast, I put a logo there. And when I was using some strategies to reach out to other people and to increase my audience, I wouldn't get too many feedback when I was using like a logo that I created. But once I put my picture there, it was so different. I started to get messages, people started following back and leave comments. So yes, maybe you are shy, but try to put like your best picture that you love, the only one that you have on your phone. But if you don't want to put a picture there, that's okay. But I would highly recommend to add a picture of yourself there, because it's really is gonna help people to know that you are a real person. Because nowadays there are so many spam accounts, right, that they don't add any picture or they put a weird picture, but people seeing that you are a real person is gonna make them think, oh, this person, I would like to connect with them, they are a real person. Okay, the last one, I have one more thing. Make sure to use English in your social media profile. Sometimes I get some messages and I go to the profile of the people there and everything is in other language. So it's really hard, like, oh, if I want to connect with that person, does this person know English? Can I really have a conversation with them? Because it seems like in their profile they don't have English there. It's a different language. I cannot understand anything. So make sure when you are using social media to improve your English, to learn English, to connect with other people, put some English in there, so when people visit your profile they will know that you know at least a little bit of English.
Awesome. I don't know if it makes sense, but I also saw that some people put in their bio that they want to get corrected so that they can improve, but I'm not quite sure if people respect that and then if they correct them. But it's just something that came to mind right now. Maybe you have experience in that, or you saw others using that method.
Yes, I think that if you make it clear that you want to be corrected, maybe some really cool people are gonna help you. But most of the people, I don't think that they are gonna offer their help without knowing you. Because something that I learned in the Connect and Communicate course that I did, it is always keep in mind that people are busy. So when you are approaching people, so have this in mind. And also, people usually don't talk with strangers, right? Remember when we were kids and our parents would say, don't talk with strangers. So this is a human natural thing, I guess. So why am I going to take time out of my day? I'm busy and I'm gonna answer this stranger and help them out of nowhere. I don't even know this person. Yeah. My personality, I'm a people pleaser, I guess. I love helping people and I would for sure answer that person or try to help them if I could. But most of the people wouldn't do that. So having this in mind that people are busy and people don't talk with strangers is gonna help you to connect in an easier way with other people. So if you want help, please try to build a connection with that person instead of asking them directly for help, right?
Yeah, that makes sense. What do you think? Shall we go to the last point?
Yes, last one.
Let's talk about strategies to use social media. Now it gets really interesting.
Yes. Now we put everything that we talked about before into practice, right?
Exactly. Maybe I can just give you an example of one method that I am using. I mentioned in the beginning that I really love watching YouTube videos, and I try to have like a short-term goal. I try to not watch videos mindlessly. Instead, I watch a specific topic that I want to learn vocabulary, or maybe I want to learn about a method, and then after I've watched it, I try to comment the video, what I liked and what I didn't like. And what I also did is that sometimes when I come across some vocabulary or expressions that I really love, then I put a timestamp in the comment because you can just indicate the minute and the second in which it was spoken, and then I write the sentence or the word, and I also write the meaning, and then I try to explain that thanks to the video I could learn new vocabulary, and that way it's like a win-win. That way I help the YouTuber, I also help other English learners, and I help myself because I will remember it even better. Or even if you want to take it to the next level, you can take notes, you can save the link where you have put such a comment, and then you will have like a digital notebook, and you will remember which videos you watched and what expressions you learned. And I find it pretty a cool thing because that way you can learn a lot, and it makes a lot of fun, and it's just one of many strategies. What do you think about that strategy, Charles?
Yes, I love that because to be honest, I've never used YouTube in this way, like making comments and being aware that you learned something new and keeping note of everything you learned. That's amazing. I love that idea. I'm gonna send you the link of my YouTube channel so you can leave some comments there.
Yeah, of course, Charles.
That's so nice of you, because
we will also put the link in the show notes.
It's so nice because I nowadays I'm trying to be more mindful because I really respect everyone who is a content creator, because I know it takes a lot of effort and time. So I'm trying to be more mindful. So every time that I watch a YouTube video, the first thing that I do, I give a thumbs up. And if the video really helped me, I really try to leave a comment. But I'm kind of bad at it. I don't leave comment always. But it's really nice knowing that you do that.
Because I want to add something, because what is also cool, usually when I write a comment and then the YouTuber also writes a comment, or at least he thanks me, and then this will show up in my email box, and then I can like revise the words again. So it's like a reminder. So to me, it's really like a strategy who apparently nobody is using, but I find it really nice. Yeah,
it's really an amazing idea, because in there you can also connect with other people, right? You can respond another person who left a comment, and then you can create this thread.
Exactly. And if the other person has a YouTube channel as well, then maybe you can even find an email address. So sometimes it goes even further, right? Sometimes, like with us on Twitter, we connected together, and then even more than a year later, we are still connected and having discussions together. So this is so beautiful with social media.
Yes, this is one of the reasons why I really love social media, because you can connect with so many awesome and amazing people that maybe you wouldn't get the chance to connect if it wasn't for social media, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I have a few things here to share about the strategies to use social media to learn English. I think it's important like to align your goal with the strategy that you are going to use on social media. I don't know, maybe your goal was to improve your writing skills using social media, or maybe your goal is to travel. So try to align your goal with the strategy that you are going to use on social media. So for example, if you really want to travel and improve your vocabulary about traveling, you can start following people who travel and who creates content about traveling in English. So in this way, you will keep in touch with the subject that you are interested in, and it won't be boring, right? Because I feel like a lot of people, they give up of learning because they feel boring, right, Daniel? Have you ever like felt boring of learning?
No, not at all, because I follow the strategy that you are explaining right now. So
wow. See, because I felt boring when I was doing traditional courses and using textbooks to learn English, and I was almost giving up of learning because I wasn't motivated. So I decided to change things. I started to learn by myself and doing things that I liked the most, and I ended up learning. So this is really important, like to keep like a goal in mind and use the strategies that you can achieve that. So if your goal is to travel and improve your vocabulary about traveling, why are you going to follow like actors and actresses or celebrities in general or musicians? Their content is not aligned to your goal, right? So be really mindful that if you are really using social media to improve your English, try to follow people that are gonna help you to achieve your goal, because social media can be like, as Daniel mentioned, that sometimes he's watching YouTube video and then he ended up watching another and another and another, and he ended up in a video that was really strange.
In a rabbit hole.
Yes, rabbit
I end up in a rabbit hole, and I can't come back.
This is what happens with social media. When you follow a bunch of people, you can get lost in there. So be really mindful and strategically when it comes to following people. Just following people that are gonna help you to achieve your goal, and people that you will see their content, that it's gonna be helpful for you. And also you can use social media to create posts, right? So if your goal is to improve your writing, start writing and posting on social media. Challenge yourself. Take time out of your schedule, like once per week, to make a post on social media to improve your writing. Or maybe you want to improve your speaking skills. Start recording a video of you speaking and put out there in a social media profile, right?
Yeah, I know a guy from Ecuador. Hello, Omar. And he's actually using Medium. It's like a platform and where you can make posts, and he tries to make these posts about different topics, of course in English, and that's his strategy. He writes about a specific topic and it's like a self-development thing, and then at the same time he can better his writing skills. So it's really cool. Do you know Medium? It's like Quora a little bit. Like an ask and question platform in which everyone can write like blogs.
Yes, I heard of this platform, and this is an amazing place for people who love writing, right? They can create some articles and put out there. And okay, let me ask you, Daniel, because in my case, I improved so much my English using social media to put the content of the podcast out there. I'm sure that you probably had to create a lot of content and to write a lot of things to post on social media, right? Do you use like a lot of social media to share the content of the podcast, and have you learned a lot by doing that?
I think that I am still learning a lot, because I think this is something that I really struggle with, because for me it's difficult to make PR for it, to make like, because it's like promoting your podcast, and I'm not quite sure how to do it. For me it's something that I need to work on a lot, but I know that in your case you're doing it very well, so kudos to you. It's really great how you do it.
Yes, because I felt like at first I had no idea what I was doing, and I thought to myself, I think nobody's gonna listen to this, but you know what, I'm gonna do this for myself. And I really love connecting with people, and the stories that I heard by interviewing other people was so inspiring to me, and that was so helpful. And I thought to myself, I can't just keep this for myself. I need to use social media to put this content out there to help other people as well. So I started to learn about marketing and using social media to put the content out there. So I had to be strategic and learn about social media and start using it as a way for me to put the content out there. And it wasn't easy. I had no idea what I was doing. Nowadays, I think that I'm a little bit better at it, but sure enough, I was able to improve a lot by doing that and putting into practice what I was learning. And it helped me to get more listeners and also create a community. And I'm so grateful for that. And this is one of the reasons that I really love this conversation that we are having today about social media, because it's a really great tool.
And maybe I would like to mention an app which is called Calendly, because if you are into connecting with other people, so oftentimes it's difficult to find a time, or it is difficult to calculate the time changes, etc. So Calendly, this is free, there is a free version, and that way when you send the Calendly, the other person will see on which dates and on which times you are available for a conversation, and at the same time the app converses like time difference automatically, so the other person doesn't need to calculate the time zone. So this is really useful, and I think that you have mentioned it to me when we met back a year ago or so, if I am not mistaken.
Yes, I learned about Calendly when I participated in a challenge online, and when I needed to connect with people from other countries, people that were in different time zones than me. This tool helped me a lot, because I could just generate a link and put my schedule there, so people could easily schedule a call with me, and also people who used Calendly, they would send me their link and I would schedule a call with them. And also to record the episodes for the podcast, I also use Calendly. We used Calendly to schedule this conversation, right? It's so easy.
Yeah.
To schedule calls using Calendly, and it is free. So if you guys connect with people online, you can send your Calendly so people can schedule a call with you. And oh, this is the last two things that I have here to share, which is like joining learning communities and participating in challenges on social media. This is a really powerful way that you can improve your English, because as I mentioned, you don't have to be alone when learning. You can find communities, and also participating in challenges and challenging yourself is a great way to level up your English. Have you ever participated in challenges, Daniel?
Yeah, I am currently participating on your challenge, Charles.
Yay!
On the Speak and Connect challenge, which is amazing. And also, I have started in the Fluency Breakthrough challenge with Stephanie, which has started 3 days ago, I think. So
That's amazing.
It puts a lot of pressure on me, because sometimes I am starting too many projects, but it's great. I mean, I am having a lot of fun. I had conversations with people from all over the world, and it really pushes me to the limits, which helps me a lot to grow and to get used to it, to speak a lot. Because, usually I don't speak that much in English. Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Yes,
go
I'm
on.
So
Sorry.
Glad that you are participating in the Speak and Connect challenge and in the Fluency Breakthrough challenge. That's awesome. I participated in the Fluency Breakthrough challenge 3 times. And truly, that challenge was a breakthrough in my learning journey. And the inspiration for me to create the Speak and Connect challenge was the Fluency Breakthrough challenge, because I know that this is a powerful tool that we as learners can use to level up our speaking skills, to connect with people and to have conversations with them. And this is so important, because people don't realize, if we want to improve our speaking skills, there's no other way. We need to speak, and we need to get out of our comfort zone. And something that I always say is that the idea of being proactive. I love that you are participating in this challenge, because you are being proactive. I mean, we cannot wait for someone knock on our door asking, oh, do you want to have a conversation in English? The probability that this is going to happen, it's pretty low. I mean, I would be shocked if someone would come here in my house wanting to have a conversation in English. This would never happen. So being proactive and going out there and exposing yourself and joining these challenges is gonna really help us to get fluent and to keep improving.
Yeah, I love that. And I think what is really great with these challenges is that I think that all the participants are always so motivated, because this is something that sometimes it happens on social media, on Facebook, or I don't know, that sometimes the people don't want to participate, or I don't know, that they are in a group and they don't say anything. But I think on these challenges, these are really the people who want to do something. And well, that's at least my experience that I had so far with those English learners. And you can feel the motivation, and it helps you a lot also to speak with them.
Yes, and I think the important thing is like being in the right environment, right? When you are having a conversation with someone who is really committed to improve their English, this is going to motivate you to keep improving. And I always say that people who join these challenges or who join the group calls that I organize monthly, they really inspire me to keep going and to keep practicing my English, because it takes a lot of courage to do a call with a stranger that you never met and to use a foreign language. But once you do that, you feel more confident and you can help each other. And I feel like, Daniel, at some point, you need to create the My Fluent Podcast community. I am 100% sure that the listeners are waiting for you to create this safe space that they can get together and to help each other.
Maybe, but maybe I'm a bit scared that I create it and then nobody turns up, right?
No, I'm going to be the first one. I promise. I will join the group. That would be amazing. I would love that. So yeah, I think that's it. We covered everything that we prepared.
Yeah, it was really cool, and I hope that we can do it on another day again about another topic. So maybe, I don't know if you have a good topic, or maybe something comes to mind on my side, or maybe someone of the listeners have a good topic. So then please send me an email at myfluentpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, thank you so much, Charles. It was really awesome.
Yes, thank you again for inviting me. I really loved this conversation. That was really helpful for me, and I hope that this is gonna be helpful for the listeners out there. So yes, let's keep in touch, and for sure, let's do this again. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. If you can, please share the podcast with your friends. Subscribe to the show so you can get notified when I release new episodes. And feel free to leave a review. I would love to read it. Now I have a message for you. Remember this, you don't have to be alone when learning a new language. You can find awesome communities to be part of. The number one reason why I was able to level up my English is because I decided to get out of my comfort zone and connect with language learners from all around the globe. So, if you have been struggling to improve your speaking skills, and if you can't find someone else to have a conversation, I want to encourage you to participate in our online encounters and to join our global community on Telegram. Since June of 2020, I've been organizing English speaking sessions on Zoom for us to hang out. In there, you can meet new people, make new friends, and practice English while having fun. If you can't use Telegram, don't worry. I always announce our encounters on social media, and you can always DM me so I can send you the link to our meetings. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.